Svarno Parshas Truma. So the Svarno explains that the Mishkan is showing, in a sense, what's going up in Shemayim. That's the Mishkan is supposed to mimic that. So you have Kruvim on top of the Aron, and he says that's similar to the Srafim Omdim Ma'alo, that we say. The Kruvim are Malachim. They're supposed to represent Malachim. And the more, practical thing is the Ohel on the Mishkan, there were two parts to it. There was the part that went over the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and then that was connected to the part that went over the rest. So they were connected by 50 whatever hooks, and it connected the two pieces of fabric. So you had one piece of fabric over the Kodesh HaKadoshim and one over the rest. And that was to show you, says the Svarno, that the holy people, let's call it the rabbis, the Tamidei Chachamim, the Rosh Yeshiva, they're on a higher level, that's true, but they have to be connected to everybody else. To teach them, so if you're two in your ivory tower and you won't talk to people who aren't great Tamidei Chachamim, then what's going to be with everybody else? So it's to teach you that the people in the Kodesh Kadeshim, call it the people learn all day, they have to connect to the other people. They can't be, you don't want to look down at anybody or anything. You have to be able to connect to teach them the Torah. So they can't be off by themselves. They have to connect to everybody. Okay. And in terms of the Aron itself, so it has several parts. There's the Aron, which has gold inside of a wooden box, inside of a gold box, right? There's three boxes, gold, wood, gold. So that teaches us that the Talmud Chacham has to be Tochu Kabara, that's a Gemara in Yuma, that the inside of the Talmud Chacham and the outside has to be the same, can't be a faker. And then on top of it goes the Kaporis, which he says that's a remez to the Tzelem Elokim, something separate from, in other words, the Talmud Chacham, let's say, is the box. And then there's something that goes on top of the box. It's not part of the box. It's separate from the box. It floats on top of the box. That's the Tzelem Elokim. That's not connected to the Guf at all. And then you have the Kruvim on top. And those, look, they're facing each other, but looking down at the cover. That is to say, they're supposed to be looking at the Torah. So the way you, translate the holy things of the Torah into the modern days, you have the modern day, the practical day, is they're through staring at the Torah, meaning looking down, then they're able to come up with what they should do for the goof, in other words, what the practical things are, but their wings spread up to heaven so that it carries them higher to heaven. So anyway, that's my understanding of what he's trying to say, putting it all together. That it's one piece. You got the Talmud Chacham is the bottom. That's more like the Guf. It has to be Tocha Gabar. It has to be real. On top of it is the Tzelem Elokim. And how do you connect the wings going up and the faces looking down? That's how you connect the whole thing. The way the body through the Kruvim, through the wings of reaching up is by studying the Torah, looking down at the Torah. So then you elevate the body. And also, even though it's physical, it makes it reach up to heaven. And with that, Hashem is Nisratza to us. And then it says that you should make a Mishkan like this, so that, the Svarno says, that's the place where I will be Shochein with you. I'll be Makabel your Tfilos there. I'll speak to you there. Not like before the Egel. Before the Egel, B'chol Makom Asher Ezkiras Shema, Tovo Yelecha V'yarechticha, there was no special one place. Hashem was residing with Klal Yisrael, or at least with the Tzadikim. But now, after the Chetei Egel, there's got to be one place, and that's where Hashem's Shekhinah will be. And just as an interesting point, on the Pasuk V'hayu HaKruvim, that's Perek Chafei Pasuk Chaf, the Sfarno says that, just think about it, when someone says they saw an angel in a dream. Well, let's talk about a Navi, or someone who actually sees one. A Navi sees an angel in a dream. What did they see exactly? You know, if you ask them, can you please describe what you saw? So the Sfarno says they see Kruvim. That's what they see. That's what's nearer to that's what appears to the Nevi'im in their dreams. When they see an angel, they're seeing something that looks like the Kruvim, which means something with wings and a human face, like the Kruvim. And just also goes on in the same thing we said before, that through understanding the Torah, that's how you understand Hashem, because you see Hashem's ways and Darchei Tuvo, And with that, you understand Hashem to whatever level we can. And that's connecting to him. And he says that is nicely summed up in the pasuk that Moshe said to Hashem, Hodieni na'as derechacha, show me your ways, ve'eduacha, and then I will know you. L'man emtzachin be'enacha, so that I will find favor in your eyes. There you have it. If you know Hashem's ways, because you can't know, but you know, if you know Hashem's ways, then you know him to whatever level a human can. And then you will be, then you're notzichin be'enei Hashem. Then later the Sferno says that, so that's, the whole Aron is supposed to be the kisei, where Hashem rests on the inside. And then outside of the prochus, so then you need the shulchan and menorah, which are lechvod the yoshev hakisei. And you have the menorah is biyamin, it's on the right, that is to say, the right of the person in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the shulchan's on the small, and that's because the yamin is more Torah, and the shulchan is more malchus, or money. It says, Erech yam biyamina b'smal osher v'chavad, that's the idea. Torah is on the right, and osher v'chavad is on the left. Truth is, in a similar vein, when he explained the menorah beforehand, he said that that idea that there are three candles on each side pointing towards the middle, it was something similar, where there's, he says, there's the Or Iyuni, and then there's one that's more Chilek Hamasi. I don't know if he means one is like learning Lamdas and one is learning Halacha, you know, I don't know if that's what he means, or he means different ways, you know, when you're just learning or doing parnasa, whatever it is, one is right and one is more conceptual, one is more maisi, so the light that is, both have to point towards the middle. All has to point towards the middle to Avodas Hashem, whatever it is. I guess it's very short this week, so I'll just end off with, he does seem to have this overarching theme that the Mishkan, besides being a Remez to what goes on upstairs, it's also, there's different parts doing different things, and they're all one, like the pasuk says, Vayaha Mishkan Echad, it's all one thing. They're all Avodas Hashem, just doing different jobs, like it says, V'karozel Zeh, V'yamar, there's different things, different angels doing different things, but they're all together, they're all doing Avodas Hashem in different ways. Yeah, obviously it's hinting that for us, that people have to do their own jobs, and they don't have to be equal, we don't have to say everybody's equal, they're not equal, in the sense that some are doing more chashuv, more lofty things, but it's still one Mishkan, it's all Avodas Hashem, and that's the main thing.